Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we invite you to call us, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can call us with questions related to health, medicine, nutrition. We take all comers, and we'd love to have you on the show. But we got lots to talk about this hour, and we'll start the show by talking about the Dietary Guidelines for America, the DGA. Very controversial, because when the government and health authorities come into the picture and tell us what to eat, well, they've done a dismal job of it, because dietary guidelines over the past few decades have resulted in more and more Americans becoming obese, an epidemic of type 2 diabetes, a dramatic increase in the degenerative diseases that are associated with obesity. So what's up with that? Well, the dietary guidelines have emphasized avoidance of meat. I can't tell you how many times when I first encounter a patient in my office, I ask them about their diet, and they claim virtue by saying, I try to avoid red meat, because that's the mantra, is avoid red meat, because red meat is associated with unhealthy diet. And tomorrow on the podcast, which you can then hear, it'll be posted Tuesday, and then you can go to drhoffman.com and download it, or you'll get it automatically if you subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any of the services that provide podcasts. So you'll hear me talk to Nina Teicholz, who is an investigative journalist and a crusader for changing the DGA, the Dietary Guidelines for America, to include more animal protein and get away from our obsession with low fat, which many scientists, many nutritionally oriented physicians are well aware of. They've been aware of it since the Atkins era. Atkins was foremost in advocating a high-fat, low-carb diet, even as a means of preventing cardiovascular disease. Remember, he was a cardiologist, so he was really a heretic in recommending this, and lion-hearted and courageous 20, 30 years ago, talking about including more fat, red meat's okay, but they shouted him down because they said, this is absurd. How can it be? Red meat causes heart disease. Okay, well, I have in my hot little hands, the latest edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the most authoritative medical journal on the subject of diet supplements in the world. And I always open it up with great anticipation, you know, like somebody might open up their latest edition of Playboy magazine, because this stuff turns me on. The headline is total red meat intake of 1/2 serving per day does not negatively influence cardiovascular disease risk factors. And I'll translate that, because that's science talk. What they're saying here is that in a meta-analysis where they looked at over 100 studies, one study wasn't enough to prove the point here, so they looked at 100 studies on the subject of nutrition, and they found that eating 1/2 serving per day of red meat or more doesn't have a negative impact on cholesterol or HDL or triglycerides or any of the things that we traditionally associate with cardiovascular risk, including high blood pressure. Now, you may say, well, how do you eat 1/2 a serving per day? Nobody eats that. Well, this is based on the current recommendation of what is called the DASH diet. The DASH diet is thought to be a heart-healthy diet for people with hypertension so that they can avoid stroke and heart attack. And they actually call for less than 1/2 a serving of red meat per day, which translates to, you know what, like 3 servings per week, right? It's okay to have 3 little servings, you know, palm-sized servings of red meat per week on the DASH diet. But what's interesting is that a recent reevaluation of the DASH diet showed something very interesting, is that the DASH diet, no question, it's low sodium, there's lots of vegetables and healthy fruits, and it does reduce the risk of high blood pressure and stroke. It is effective. But then they said, well, do you really need to reduce the animal protein by that much? So they used a modified DASH diet where they had more than a half serving of red meat per day. Instead, they had 1.5 to 2.2 servings of beef or 1.7 servings of pork per day. That's a lot of animal protein. And what they found was that diet was just as effective as the very low red meat DASH diet. So this study looks at 100 or more studies. And what they found was that even at the rate of consuming on average 1.8 servings of red meat per day, so it was greater than 0.5, it wasn't 0.6, it wasn't 0.7, it was 1.8, it was almost 2 servings of red meat per day on average in these studies, that it did not, I repeat, it did not increase cholesterol, reduce HDL, increase triglycerides, or raise blood pressure. And their conclusion, therefore, is that red meat really doesn't have a heck of a lot to do with the risk for cardiovascular disease. And that is really shattering the paradigm that we've lived with for 3 or 4 decades now, where Americans have been urged to have less in the way of red meat. And by the way, this study doesn't do something which is very important. It didn't even discriminate between poor quality red meat. You know, maybe we're talking about, you know, hot pastrami that's full of salt or sodium versus grass-fed beef or pork. So, you know, high-quality, organic, grass-fed, chemical-free, low-sodium, they didn't even distinguish. So it could be Oscar Mayer wieners, for all we know, in some of these studies. And so we could even expect better results if we looked at the very few studies, and there aren't many, maybe none, which look at people who exclusively consume natural, organic, grass-fed, unprocessed red meat, like I do, and many of my patients do, but we aren't enrolled in studies. So nobody really knows what happens to those people. But nevertheless, the results are very reassuring when it comes to even moderately high consumption of red meat as part of a healthy diet. Our number 877-726-8255. And before we get to a break, let's talk about a natural way to manage your blood pressure without medication. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. As I've mentioned, there are good studies behind this. 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more. And you use this simple handheld smart device 12 minutes once a day, 4 to 8 weeks, and you generally see significant results. There are tens of thousands of happy users. We've been helping people with high blood pressure for 10 years, so the company is anyway, that has made the Zona Plus. And we've been talking about it for the last year or two here on Intelligent Medicine. We have many satisfied users. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, just return it for full refund. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. That's Z-O-N-A, tryzona.com. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls and Lots more health information. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, and I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Humanen, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255, but we got another way to hear from you, which is if you go to our website at drhoffman.com, go to the homepage, and on the right side of the homepage, there's a black bar, a mysterious black bar, and if you click on it, you'll be prompted to enter a question, which we will then record, and we will put you on the air, as we're about to, with a questioner named Seth. Can we hear Seth?
Hello, Doctor. I was been reading a lot about nootropics and biohacking. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that area. Also, maybe you could do a show dedicated to it. Thank you.
That is an excellent question, Seth. There's this whole field of, integrative medicine, alternative medicine, progressive medicine, which is about nootropics, which is hacking your brain. And it's figuring out ways to enhance brain efficiency. And I just, I'm sitting here in the studio, I just dialed up one of the websites that purports to sell products that enhance brain function. There's a whole bunch of them here. It's appropriately called nootropics.com. It's spelled N-O-O like tropics, but it's pronounced nootropics. And the website includes ads for things like theanine. Well, we know about theanine. That's something that has a calmative effect, a focusing effect on the brain. Yeah, I guess that'll help brain function. But it also includes more exotic things like paracetam, which has been used for years, decades, as a mild brain enhancer, you know, something that may enhance brain function. There's also acetylcholine, which is something that also seems to have cognitive enhancing effects. And, interestingly, these products are often used not so much for people with Alzheimer's, you know, far gone dementia. They're used by younger, middle-aged individuals, you know, Silicon Valley types, who are used to, like, hacking their phones. You know, this is kind of like a Vogue thing. It's like you got a perfectly good iPhone, you know, or Galaxy or something, but you sit down there with a little tiny screwdriver and you like try and soup it up, you know, make it into a super efficient, faster, better phone. And that's what some of these young Silicon Valley wonky types want to do with their brains. And I have to say that the science or the hope is a little ahead of the science here because, you know, there is some evidence that some of these substances may be helpful for brain function, but they're by no means panacea-like in terms of delivering results. And there's a big placebo effect, and there's a lot of wishful thinking involved, and there's a lot of expense involved in buying these, you know, esoteric supplements that you can use to make yourself more efficient brain-wise. And I think there's simpler, more economical ways to make yourself more efficient brain-wise. You know, exercise, avoid, bad stuff that has a negative effect on your brain. Avoid a pro-inflammatory diet because inflammation in your body impairs your brain function and, you know, can leave you foggy-headed and, feeling kind of unfocused. Your microbiome has an effect on your brain, because toxins from the bacteria and yeast in your gastrointestinal tract can make you fuzzy-brained and, you know, detract from your IQ. So these are some of the more natural ways. Getting adequate sleep, you know, which for some of these engineering types, they want to, you know, hone it down to so that they can get by with 3 or 4 hours of sleep. You know, they're so oriented towards productivity that they ignore a simple means of enhancing mental productivity, which is to get adequate sleep and rest. You know, while you sleep, the brain cleanses itself and gets rid of toxic byproducts of metabolism. So we'll just leave you with this one, you know, apropos of the question about nootropics. Anti-inflammatory diet may protect against depression. Okay, depression, big problem. 150 million people in the world are affected by depression. I think that's a vast underestimate. The dietary inflammatory index, I posted something on this on Facebook this week. You can actually measure the inflammatory potential of different foods and different diets. And by reducing inflammatory foods, I would say sugar and bad quality fats, omega-6 fats, and by enhancing anti-inflammatory things like herbs and polyphenols from fruits and vegetables and omega-3 fatty acids, stuff that's in the Mediterranean diet, you can actually combat depression. This study called The Association Between Inflammatory Potential of Diet and the Risk of Depression in the British Journal of Nutrition. It's for real. It's a real phenomenon. You can influence your brain function with diet. Sometimes don't need those fancy nootropics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Call us 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. We've got time, and we've got a couple of lines open, so call us if you like on this beautiful weekend. And let's talk blood pressure and natural ways of lowering blood pressure. You know, we've been talking about the Zona device, which I recommend highly. There are certain dietary ways to lower blood pressure. Nitric oxide is important as a principle of vasodilation. Vasodilation means your blood vessels expand, thus reducing the pressure. And the net result is that you may reduce your reliance on blood pressure medications, but that's another subject we'll come to in a moment. Another mechanism that is invoked by drugs is something called ACE inhibition, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibition. And there are some natural ways to get that ACE inhibition without drugs. And so I think this is one of the first trials of its kind in a major nutrition journal, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Whey protein lowers blood pressure and improves endothelial function as well as lipid biomarkers in adults with prehypertension and mild hypertension. That's pretty cool. They gave whey powder to a small group of adults. I think it was like 36 adults. And the experiment was double-blinded, so they had, you know, they gave one beverage that wasn't whey protein, and then they switched over, crossover, and they compared before and after. And what they found was that twice daily whey protein consumption. They use 28 grams of whey protein, which is, let's see, let's do the math. It's like about, it's a big, you know, big scoop of whey protein, because there's about 5 grams per tablespoon, and 28 grams, you know, roughly 5 or 6 tablespoons of whey protein. They did twice a day, and they did it for just 4 weeks. Was it 4 weeks in the study? Yeah, 4 weeks. And what they found was there were significant reductions in blood pressure. There was a 4-point reduction in systolic blood pressure, which is darn good. That would be good even if it were a medication. Diastolic went down 2.5 points. They also found some changes in the lipid profile, which were favorable. So that's all good, right? Because we're talking, you know, what is, hypertension isn't just an isolated phenomenon. It's associated with heart disease risk and risk of stroke. So very cool study looking at whey protein as a means of achieving blood pressure control. And they think that it acts as a natural ACE inhibitor. And they measured nitric oxide. There's nothing to do with nitric oxide. So, okay, you want a trifecta for controlling your blood pressure? Get the Zona Plus, which we talk about frequently in this program. That's a mechanical device. Has nothing to do with diet. Get some whey protein and take a couple of scoops daily of whey protein. And then augment it with this product. This is made by a company that is a successor. Well, it's the same company that makes the beet products, Super Beets, which we talked about on this program. They have another product, which I guess they developed this product because maybe some people don't like beets. They're turned off by beets. I personally, you know, beets are fine with me. I eat beets intentionally. I put beets on my salad. I don't find the taste of Super Beets daunting. But they introduced Heart Greens from Human N, same company that makes Super Beets. It's a functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. And the trick here is they managed to concentrate the amount of nitric oxide producing greens that are in 3 bowls of kale and spinach into a scoop of good tasting powder. And they're tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body, which would whey protein works without even the using the nitric oxide pathway. It's working on the ACE inhibition, angiotensin converting enzyme inhibition. And so you'll get a complementary action by taking Heart Greens. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens in your first order and a 100% back, 100% money back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees that you'll love the taste. And I have to vouch for that because they managed to, their taste formulators really hit the jackpot with this. It's very palatable because the idea of greens, people hear greens and they hold their nose, right? It tastes good. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after. And you can see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. I think you'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com. Okay, so now you hear about blood pressure control. And let's talk about your workouts, because a lot of people are daunted by workouts. They think, you know, I hear about the exploits Dr. Hoffman's talking about, his 30-mile bike rides and his mile swims and his, you know, 10-kilometer runs, and then he goes and does a triathlon. It's like, it's discouraging. Stop talking about that stuff, because no way I can do that stuff. Well, it's okay, according to a couple of new studies, because less is more when it comes to exercise. And I'll read you a couple of studies here, which should be encouraging to those of you who, you know, I think actually some people take it too far. You know, they do these heroic exploits and they injure themselves and it's all or nothing. So according to a couple of new studies, less is more when it comes to exercise. First, workouts with fewer reps could yield better results. There's actually a science to this. It's called HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training. Experts from Scotland's University for Sporting Excellence have reviewed existing studies, and they found that time-poor people who do fewer repetitions during high-intensity interval training workouts may get better fitness benefits than those who complete more, paradoxically. So they looked at individuals performing two maximal sprints, and they found that short sprints at high intensity may be better than longer bouts at moderate intensity. And I once knew a guy, he was super fit guy. I mean, the guy, he was older than me, and he looked like an Adonis. I mean, fabulous physique, muscular, great. And I said, you must work out all the time. He says, no, I do 20 minutes of workout 5 days a week. I said, well, how do you do it? He said, I do HIIT, high intensity interval training. So he just would go hard for short bursts and a very economical, time efficient form of working out. Here's another one. There's a different emphasis. Modest physical activity is associated with improvement in markers for risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So again, it's not an all or nothing thing. Insulin is affected by exercise, and researchers at Boston University sought to examine the relationship of physical activity and inactivity to insulin resistance and inflammation. They found that increased levels of physical activity, even below what is required for weight loss, were associated with decreased insulin resistance, as well as biomarkers of inflammation. So you may... Another take-home message is you may exercise your brains out. It's like, I'm not losing weight. It's okay because, well, from a cosmetic standpoint, it's not okay. But from a longevity standpoint, it is okay because you are reducing your insulin resistance and you're reducing your inflammation. Those two pathways account for virtually 60% of diseases that humans suffer from. So... among individuals who spent more time sedentary, their blood contained higher levels of leptin. That's a chemical that causes is involved in maintaining weight. So clearly, modest exercise or even time-restricted high-intensity interval training, these have an impact. And so, even if you can't devote a lot of time to exercise, if you don't have physical stamina or willpower, conditioning, you're going to benefit. So, you know, the more I study exercise, the more I look at conflicting studies, the more I conclude that the Nike motto is correct. Just do it. There's not a lot more to it than that. You don't have to do a lot. There's all these different techniques, different philosophies. Just do it. Whatever it is that fits your physical activity profile. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'll take your phone calls, 877-726-8255, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast, and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Humanen, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. And let's take one of those callers who left a question at drhoffman.com.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm listening to your podcast on why people don't take fish oil. And the reason I stopped taking it when the bottle was done, after listening so many podcasts from so many different places and reading information, I sincerely do not even know what product to use anymore. There's just so much information out there, and I don't really know who has the best quality product. So that's another reason that I've stopped. I really need to start, so hopefully you can get me back on the path. Thank you.
Well, okay, it's a very interesting perspective. It's kind of like saying, oh, you know, this. I live in New York City. There's so many entertainment opportunities here. There's so many plays, movies, clubs, music venues. I'm just overwhelmed. I think I just stay home, you know, which actually sometimes I succumb to that myself. Okay, so, you know, in that podcast, which you can dial up, you can find it at drhoffman.com. Basically, I attacked, along with Layla Mutin, our Hoffman Center Nutrition, the contention that why doesn't everybody take fish oil? I mean, there's so many good reasons to take fish oil. It's so beneficial for brain, for heart, for joints, overall wellness, autoimmune diseases, allergies, and so on. So why aren't people, why isn't everyone taking it? And, you know, we broke it down that, you know, some people have heard, you know, some negative stories about it. Some people, believe that there are toxins in fish oil, and on it goes. You know, so you can, I don't want to reiterate that story, but, you know, so when it comes to, selecting a fish oil, I want to help you out here. It's true. There's just a bewildering array of options in fish. There's krill oil, and then there's fish oil, and then there's, you know, low cost fish oil, which is economical. And you figure, hey, you know, let me just get the generic stuff. Like, why pay that extra for like a fancy label or, you know, some company name? I'll just go to Costco or Walmart, GNC, whatever, you know, and not to say that they don't have some high quality products there, because, you know, they're now really upscaling their offerings. But, you know, I got to say, if you get a fish oil and it's super cheap, you're probably not getting a good quality fish oil. Not to say that you got to pay through the nose, but generally quality is associated with a price point. And in looking for a fish oil, what you want to look at the label, and you want to look at the content. You want to see that the capsule, which is usually weighs around a gram or 1.2 grams, contains a high proportion of omega-3s. So what happens sometimes, you get a big capsule, but there's not that much in the way of omega-3s. So in the one that I recommend, it's called Orthomega. You can get it from our website at drhoffman.com. It's a super potent fish oil that delivers 390 milligrams of DHA and 430 milligrams of EPA. And that's about the ratio I like. That's another aspect of it, is what's the ratio? Do you want all DHA? You want all EPA? Well, both have benefits. I think that, it's good to get about a 60-40 ratio of EPA to DHA. I like products that are rich in DHA. Some products have, frankly, too much EPA and not enough DHA. So this one has about a 60-40 ratio of EPA to DHA, and for a total omega-3s of 950 milligrams in a capsule that weighs, I guess, 1,200 milligrams. It's a big capsule. Then you also want to look for some kind of assurance that you're not getting a lot of toxins, because fish do contain heavy metals, like especially mercury and PCBs. And so you don't want a brand that is poor quality from the standpoint of it's not properly purified or quality controlled. And the quality controls on what are called molecularly distilled fish oils that are moderate to high priced are really very good. You can actually trace batch by batch. You can ask them. You can say, let me see the certificate on each product, that the product delivers the a clean source of omega-3s without any contaminants, without any bad stuff in there. That's a concern as well. The other thing is you want to make sure that, you know, there's a freshness, because rancid fish oil is actually bad for you. So you want products not in clear glass. You want products that are in opaque containers that have, some at least move quickly, that haven't been stored for a long period of time on a hot shelf. These are the right kind of products to go for. And usually companies with a big name are companies that are more likely to deliver high-quality products. So, you know, there are many products on the market, consumer products as well as products that are sold directly by doctors. Currently, I'm recommending Orthomolecular, which makes a product called Orthomega, which I like very much. Get it at drhoffman.com. You know, we have a store, and you can visit it, even if you're not a patient at the Hoffman Center. And you can purchase high-quality products there that I personally vet, along with our Hoffman Center nutritionist, Layla Mudin. And some of these are the very self-same products that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. And so I'll leave you with a study that shows that higher omega-3 levels are associated with decreased heart attack death risk. Well, we've known that for a long time, that omega-3 oils are heart healthy, but this is a big study. The studies included a total of 45,000 men and women, and what they found was that the individuals who had the highest levels of omega-3s, there was a dramatic reduction in the risk for heart attacks and cardiovascular disease. So there you have it. Fish oil beneficial for the heart, beneficial for so many other aspects of life. Why, oh, why aren't everyone taking fish oil? Well, that's a good question. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And subscribe to our newsletter via drhoffman.com. Until next week, have a great week. Stay healthy. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.